Agriculture is a tricky business, says Ruby Ward, a taxation expert from Utah State University. Farming is risky because commodity prices can't be controlled and neither can the weather. But coming up with a plan to transfer the assets to future generations is something farmers can do.
It's really a roadmap to where you want to be. And so if you don't care where you end up, or you don't care, you know, whether or not it transitions as an ongoing business or to that next generation, then you don't really need to care. But if you do, then it's something that has to be really deliberate, because it's not just about transitioning the assets, but also how to take on the risk and the responsibility and the financial components and all of those types of things.
Just last week, Ward held a workshop in the Utah community of Santa Quinn to help farmers with the complex process of estate planning. Out of all the family farms in the United States, only 30% will transfer successfully to the second generation, and just 10% will make it to a third generation. When proper planning doesn't take place, farms are usually sold, usually to larger businesses, corporations, and development, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Since 1970, the number of family dairy farms has dropped by more than 90%. Other sectors in the agricultural industries are following the same trend. Ward says family farm businesses are important to the economy. Keeping the farm in the family requires more than just a will. There needs to be a plan. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.